USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Two suspects are in custody for planning an attack on energy substations in Maryland, wanting to completely destroy Baltimore.
Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell conspired to inflict maximum harm on the power grid.
Tom Sobosinski, the FBI special agent in charge of the Baltimore office, says Russell's a known neo-Nazi leader from Florida who spent 4 years in prison on federal explosives charges. The suspects were motivated by racist extremist ideology. More than 3,400 people are dead after earthquakes rocked Turkey and Syria early Monday morning. 7.8 magnitude first quake was followed by several aftershocks. Geologist Ziyandin Sakir.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may is as large as 6.5.
Turkey's president said the first quake was the largest disaster seen in his nation in more than 80 years. When it comes to the economy, Americans are feeling less confident. A new Gallup poll shows more than two-thirds of those surveyed expect inflation to rise during the first half of this year. 48% believe stock market values will decline, and 74% said they expect to see more interest rate hikes in the future. The White House today condemning China for flying its suspected spy balloon over the United States.
China's, we believe, irresponsible action were visible for the American and the world to see.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration will continue to keep open lines of communication with China, and it's up to that country on what kind of relationship it wants to have with the U.S. For its part, China accusing the United States of indiscriminate force for shooting down that balloon. China remaining steadfast that it was a civilian balloon used for meteorological research that went off course. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Apple. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Évidemment.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64,000 to try Babbel free. R-A-D-I-O to 64,000.
The recovery of the Chinese balloon that the U.S. military shot down on Saturday is underway. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. will be able to exploit what is recovered and then learn more about the balloon's capabilities and mission. He added that the U.S. was able to learn a lot about the balloon while monitoring it as it flew across the United States. As the anticipation builds for Super Bowl 57, both teams have arrived in the Valley of the Sun.
On a sunny and warm 75-degree day, both the Chiefs and Eagles arrived in Phoenix Sunday ahead of Super Bowl 57. The Chiefs are calling the Hyatt Regency in Scottsdale home for the next week, while the Eagles are about 30 minutes away at the Sheraton Grand. The Chiefs will spend their week preparing for the game at Arizona State University. Meanwhile, the Eagles will make their final preparations at the Arizona Cardinals practice facility. In Phoenix, I'm Tim Berg.
Tom Brady, football broadcaster. The newly retired quarterback says he'll most likely start his broadcasting career with Fox in the fall of next year. Brady making that announcement on the Colin Cowherd Show today. He signed a 10-year deal worth $375 million to become the number one football analyst for that network once he retired. Well, would you pay more to sit in better seats at a movie theater? AMC Theaters rolling out new ticket pricing based on seat location. The chain says there will be three different seating options, which include standard sightline, value sightline, and preferred sightline. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.